Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ann Anderson, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair. Back with Ann in just a moment.
Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like fusarium and rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat, seed, and profits, the choice is clear, Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
In Oklahoma, there are those who drive pickups and those who understand that it's good to know someone who does. It's not some sort of status thing. We just all work hard at what we do and come together when we need to. Now that's what you call a good policy. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
She's been involved with the Beef Checkoff since almost its inception and currently serves as the chair lady of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. Ann Anderson of Texas talked with us at the recent Denver summer business meeting of the cattle industry, and we asked her where we stand on really getting fully implemented with our digital promotion campaign on behalf of cattle producers.
We are just now, after a full year, beginning to realize the benefits from our efforts, because, you know, that was a tough decision to make, to give up all the others and channel everything into the digital industry. But, you know, one of the big things happening is we learned from the people using it that they would like one portal to go in. So we are in the process of creating that one portal. So no matter what segment of the industry you're looking for, you'll go in from that one portal. And that one of the things that's happening. But the other thing is we're developing a following of people who have fun experiences. They go to eat, they take a picture, and they put it online, okay? And so the number of, and especially among the millennial audience, they love to take pictures of what they eat. They may put how they're preparing it on it. And so we're just seeing all these things beginning to meld and begin to flow, and a lot more success from our efforts. But, you know, it takes a ways to do it. But the other thing that makes one of our messages work is it's nutrition-based, and that's been the number one message is nutrition, is we've completed new nutrition research. So we encapsulate that new nutrition message into little bitty commitments or little bitty messages, mm-hmm. and it goes out through the digital media as well. And having that information and being able to put that information coupled with recipes, and the number one thing they look for is a recipe, okay, has been unbelievably successful. So we're really pleased that we made that decision. We're doing well, but we have a ways to go.
No, but YouTube is also a very important part of your strategy, and that the videos that you do, the how-tos, are used a tremendous number of times.
Oh, we have been so pleased with the how-tos and the new live that's coming out. And so we continue to focus on this, and we are increasing our expertise. We've had the support of a good agency, and we are so pleased with our efforts in the digital world.
Anderson says the Beef Checkoff has paid for research about today's consumer, and they've learned a lot.
Consumers want a heat and eat. They want it quick. They want it convenient. Heat and eat, and as an ingredient in something else. In other words, we've always looked at hamburgers and steak and ground meat, but what we're not looking at is beef and vegetable soup and things like that, in which beef is an ingredient. And the direction we're now able to provide to our innovation group, so they know what new products to look at,
is all about convenience and versatility. Ann Anderson of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show in each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. The 23rd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December the 8th through the 10th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Ron Bormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News Email.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.